Anyone familiar with video game development can tell you, a lot of work goes into bringing the consumer fun. Programming, code, story, dialogue, playtesting, and more, the biggest game studios employ hundreds of people for just one game. Now imagine you had to do it all yourself. Matthew Hare, a programmer and musician, did just that with his first PC game, The Sea Between.
It's a game about the choices we make throughout our lives and kind of how no person is truly evil or good. They're a combination of the decisions they've made in their lives. And it's a tribute to kind of the games that I played growing up and the stories that I grew, the stories that I loved growing up.
For Hare, The Sea Between was a labor of love that developed over a long period of time before ending up in its final form. And to Hare's delight, his game was released about a week ago on Steam, one of the biggest digital marketplace for games worldwide. Steam features games ranging from big-budget AAA titles to indie titles, just like this one.
It's been doing pretty good. It's slow going just because, you know, I'm an independent developer. I haven't exactly got a huge advertising budget and campaign kind of behind me.
no bus shelters.
No, exactly. Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of the push for this game so far, and I'm sure that even, you know, going forward, the thing that's going to sell this game is going to be word of mouth.
Even though The Sea Between was so labor-intensive, it hasn't turned Hare off from the process.
I've technically already started working on the next game, but, you know, whether I finish that or not, who knows. But yeah, it's, as of right now, I've released it. I've done a little bit of work over the last week just making sure that kind of everything is as best as it can be.
So fans of the original need not worry. Dave White is in the middle of his first playthrough of The Sea Between, and so far has enjoyed it thoroughly.
That's pretty cool. I've always been a fan of those kind of RPGs and stuff. It kind of takes you back. And it's cool to be playing a game that was developed by somebody in St. John's. And it's a really cool story, a lot of great characters. I'm interested to finishing it off, see where it goes.
If the game becomes a success on Steam, perhaps Hare will be more inclined to complete the sequel. With digital marketplaces at the height of their popularity, we've already seen indie games like Hare's find never-before-seen levels of success. Will The Sea Between become the next sleeper hit, or will it get lost in a sea of other titles? We'll just have to wait and see. For Kicker, I'm Stephen Miller.